marathoners face short-term heart damage without proper training. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
I'll walk the next marathon. Thanks very much. But...
This was a study presented at the Canadian Cardiovascular Congress in Montreal just recently. And the question that they were asking is, why is it sometimes you see people who seem to be in really good shape collapse? In fact, one of the cardiologists that did this study said he saw someone in their 20s collapse and die after a marathon. He said, what's going on here? So what they did is they took 20 marathon runners in various stages of fitness, some that were starting their first marathons, others that were marathon veterans, and measured, and this is very neat, he measured the effect on the heart, the actual physical effect on the heart before, after, and 3 months after the race, and found some very interesting findings. He found that for people who were less in shape, or at least starting their first marathon, who may not have worked their body up to peak performance, the oxygen consumption in the body, something called the VO2 max, was lower. This measures how efficient you are, how good the machine is in processing oxygen, and your endurance. The more maximum VO2 max that you have, the more you can run without feeling tired. Oxygen delivery is much better. And he also did an MRI of the hearts to see what happened, and he found that after these races, those that had less endurance capacity had more swelling and inflammation around the heart, had less blood flow into the heart muscle, and more interestingly, that the heart was actually divided up into almost 17 different regions, where you had some region of the heart that got less blood flow that started to suffer, and other regions of the heart that compensated for it and tried to make up for that deficiency. And over time, what happened was, after about 3 months, all the hearts returned to normal. That is, no one suffered any permanent damage. So the take-home message from this is that not to avoid exercise, but rather it is a slow progress to build up your body's capacity to deal with the demands that you're making upon it, especially with heavy endurance races such as marathons. And so I thought it was very interesting in just how he measured this with the MRI and really showing where this was actually occurring.
Thank you, doctor.
You're welcome, Steve.